everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tanneritos, welcome back to How Rude, Tanneritos. Today, we have a very special guest on the podcast. She played such a formative role in our childhood as she was our studio teacher for all 8 seasons on Full House. She was also the magic behind Michelle's cute catchphrases and reactions. If you've ever wondered, how did they get Michelle to do that? Well, today, you are going to hear the answers to that and many other questions. I think it's safe to say that Full House would not be the show we all know and love without her. Please welcome to the pod, Adria Later.
Hi, Adria.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
What a gift this is. As soon as you agreed to do this, I messaged Jody immediately. I was all choked up. And I was like, what a gift that we get to share Adria with all of our listeners and catch up and share all these memories from our Full House days.
Yep. Great memories. Probably, you know, I've been in the business over 45 years. I was retired for a while. I'm semi-retired, but Full House is the standout, most incredible experience I had in my entire career. Watching you two grow up. You know, you were, babe, Jody, I think you were 5 going on, or you were 6.
I just turned 5, actually. Yeah.
You were in kindergarten. Yeah. And I think after a very short time, they skipped you into first grade because you were.
Yeah, I think I did. I did a total of like 2 or 3 days in kindergarten. And they were like, you should probably go into first grade. But I started the show right at the same time I started school. So I like never had a, you know, quote unquote, fully normal school experience.
Right. I remember. But you used to read the scripts cold in our script readings on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And at 5 years old, you knew not only your part, but you were reading everybody else's lines. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, that sort of seems to be the going comment, is that I knew, and you know, look how I turned out. I don't even know what I'm doing these days. No.
Did you come onto the show right from the very beginning, or was it a couple of episodes in? I forget when we started with you.
My first episode was episode 3 of season 1. It was the back to school, first day of kindergarten for Stephanie. And the first day of, I guess it was 5th grade for DJ and Kimmy. So that was, I was there from almost the very beginning.
And did you know from the very first episode that this was going to be an ongoing part for you, or was it going to be reoccurring?
It was supposed to be just a one-time appearance. And then it turned into like 8 years and my entire life, basically. So, well, none of us had any idea the phenomenon that Full House would become. We had no clue that first season.
No. So, Adria, I know our audience would love to hear a little bit of like your background and about what, studio teachers do. I mean, so many of our fans out there have heard us mention you, our studio teacher, Adria Later, and she worked with the babies. And how did you start in this business? I've bragged about you and been like, yeah, she worked on like E.T. and all this really cool stuff. Because you are so well known in this business for being an incredible studio teacher. But, on sets, it's not just about being a teacher. It's also about being the welfare worker and making sure that the kids are taken care of, getting their breaks, all the stuff. And, you have to be the one to jump in and go, no, we're done. The kid needs, that's it. Their time is up. They are turning into a pumpkin and need to go. But I would just love to hear how you got into this and sort of your adventures up until Full House. And then, of course, why we were the best. We'd love to hear that.
Yes. I actually was a school teacher by profession and substituting at the time because I had a little boy. And I found out that they used teachers in Hollywood. And I called the phone number that hired teachers at the time. And they told me there were no openings. I asked for an application. They wouldn't give me one. They said, call back. We don't give applications out. We have too many calls every day. So about 2 weeks later, I got dressed in a business suit and I went down to the Board of Education into the office that handled studio teachers without an appointment. And I asked to speak to the head of the department and he came out and said, you're here without an appointment. I said, I'm happy to sit here as long as it takes for, when you have the time to speak to me, I would like to speak to you about studio teaching. And he said, come into my office. Mm-hmm. And we talked and I told him about my credentials and my experience teaching. And he said, all right, I'm going to give you an application and we definitely will call you. You fill it out right here in the office and we'll call you. And about 2 weeks later, the first call came in and it was for the Bad News Bears with Walter Matthau and Tatum O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
These were assigned on a seniority basis, but at that time, nobody wanted to work with 10 little boys out in Granada Hills in the middle of the summer on a film.
Right.
I got that film. Then I did Bad News Bears 2. I was asked to do Bad News Bears 3. And my career sort of took off. Shortly after that, I got a phone call from my office saying there's a director who normally does his films out of state, but they're going to do a movie here in Los Angeles. You need to keep a very low profile. He is not particularly interested in working with studio teachers. So the assignment was for a film called 1941, starring John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, directed by Steven Spielberg. On that film, I had three little boys. I was on that film for 12 weeks, I think. And at the end of the film, I used to bring the little boys hot chocolate. We were shooting out the beach for, I think, 4 weeks. We were out there every late afternoon into early evening. And I'd bring the little guys hot chocolate. And one day I brought hot chocolate onto the set. And Steven was talking to these little guys. And he said, oh, are you one of the moms? And I said, no, I'm your studio teacher. He said, would you bring me hot chocolate too when you bring them hot chocolate? I said, I'm happy to bring you hot chocolate. And at the end of the film, he said, if I ever do movies again with children, I'm going to call you. And about a year later, I got a call from the production office that Steven was doing a movie, which turned out to be E.T.
Wow.
So then my career really took off from there. Did a lot of features. And I ended up on Full House because Barbara Cameron had called me. I had done a commercial with Candace and she wanted someone to do the pilot for Full House. And I said, I'll do the pilot, but I really don't do television because I sort of, you either work on TV or you work in the feature film world. And I was doing feature films. And I said, I'll do the pilot, but we'll find you someone else if this show were to go. Well, the rest is history. I fell in love with all of you guys. Aww. And the show went and I stayed with it for the 8 years that you were on the air. Wow.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know about you listeners, but my social battery has been pretty drained recently. I've noticed how easy it is to spread myself too thin, especially when life feels nonstop. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you manage to maintain a good balance? I found therapy to be the best tool in maintaining my energy levels. I'm now able to be my best self for not only my friends and family, but most importantly, for me. I truly believe therapy is for everyone, no matter how big or small your problems may seem. Seeing a licensed therapist can help you get to the root of your problems and empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/howrude today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/howrude. Hey, Fanaritos, we want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I remember you talking about working with Steven Spielberg. I remember when they shot Hook on Sony, that you would bring the Lost Boys over and we would get to go to set. And somewhere I had a gold doubloon from that ship, and I don't have it anymore.
I have one.
You have, of course you do. But I had one and I don't know where it went, but I stuck it in my pocket. But I mean, just so many memories. But you, from the very beginning, Adria, were like a pivotal role in our growing up. And, you know, you were like one of the moms. You absolutely looked out for us. And like, you know, the story of how you got in on studio teaching, I'm like, of course you did, because Adria doesn't take no for an answer. Like that is one thing. And we, like, you made sure that the kids' well-being was always a priority. And, you know, we had a great set and producers and all of that too, but, you know, schedules are demanding and things that, and, you know, and everybody will just kind of go, ah, well, it's fine. We can, you know, push that. But it was like, nope.
Yeah.
This is it. And you just, like, your presence there was so important to us. I remember field trips, which we didn't get to go on. You know, as kids working on a TV show, you miss all of the quote unquote normal kind of kid stuff of field trips and, you know, movies and, you know, classroom pets and stuff. But we had fish. We had, I mean, just so many cool things that you always made sure happened for us.
Do you remember that we took a field trip to Hearst Castle and you got stung by a bee?
Yes, on the way? I do. Do I remember it? It instilled in me a lifelong fear. But what I've eventually learned in my adult life is I was stung by a yellow jacket, which is a wasp.
Right.
So it was the, I was
putting all of this on bees my whole life. Bees are lovely. Bees, I have no qualms with them. So anyway, but I remember getting stung on the palm and Barbara Cameron was like, we need to get mud. Yeah. And we were like, what? And she like scoops from some mud, I believe from like the parking lot or something. Like we just poured some water, made some mud and slapped it on my hand because she was like, it'll help pull the toxins out. And then we had to go find like an urgent care or something. But I do, I remember going to Hearst Castle. I went there recently, the last few years with my husband, and I hadn't been since we had been. And I, like so many memories came flooding back of that trip. And I think we were probably wearing our Full House sweaters. Were we not?
For
or was
sure.
That, no, that was the San Diego Zoo trip.
We had some wonderful, wonderful trips and able to go on location as well. We did a location one time in Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we were at Disney World mm-hmm. in Orlando. We did go there.
I think was Laura Gary with us at the time or was it Elise? But I think we had brought on a couple of other teachers too, because we now had like a high school and a middle school or different credentials. But I remember doing every like afternoon at our hotel in Disney World. We'd be like shooting or doing whatever, and then we would have to have our school hours, and we'd be in like the little lounge on the, you know, the whatever concierge floor, and they'd be serving hot chocolate chip cookies mm-hmm. and all, you know, and it was like, cool, we're gonna study and like get some hot cookies. It was great.
Yes. Great memory.
But I think I was heartbroken over going to Disney World because it was the same week as my sixth grade science camp trip. And I had to miss my sixth grade science camp trip, which was the thing that like everyone looked forward to. And it was, and I just remember my mom being like, one day you will realize that you got the better option, mm-hmm. you know, but it was like that normalcy. And so, you know, that sense of like doing what all the other kids did. So getting to go on these field trips and like, I mean, even going to Alvera Street, you know, for
to
like
practice Spanish. Yeah.
To practice Spanish, you know, like stuff like that was just, it was so important to us. And, you know, pretty soon you started working with Ashley and Mary Kate. I mean, you were there as sort of the baby wrangler. Had you had prior experience in wrangling babies?
No.
I mean, other than your own?
Only my own.
Other than Matt?
Only my own. And when I came onto Full House, all of your producers, Jeff Franklin and all the his writing staff, all his producers, were for the most part single guys. Yes. I don't even know if we had any females on the writing staff at that time.
Probably not. It was the lady. It was the 80s.
In the pilot, they were 8 months old. And so Jeff or one of the producers came to me and said, so can you get him to crawl across the floor over there and pick that up? I said, they don't crawl yet. They're right. 8 months, so they don't crawl. So all during
the process. And I love when Jeff would be like, so that's not going to happen. You're like, right. No, it's not, Jeff. I love you, but no, it's not happening.
Working as an advisor, you know, to these guys, being a mom and being a mom of
right.
a young child, I was able to tell them little things. One of the things that came up, the fact that the Tanners were in a house with their father because the mom passed away, and that was Uncle Jesse and their friend Joey. I went to Jeff Franklin one time and I said, you know, what's interesting about this dynamic is I'm divorced. I have a little boy, and he was playing out in the street with all of his friends, and a couple of his friends were teasing him. They said, well, you know what? You don't have a mom that lives in your house. You don't have a dad that lives in your house. You only have a mom. And I told my son at the time, I know, but you have an Uncle Todd who lives with us. Because my brother, after college, moved into my house and lived with me for a couple of years while he saved up money to buy his own place. So he was kind of like, he was the coach of the block. He, you know, took care of all the kids out there after work. He would go out and play with them. So I told Jeff that, you know, Matt was criticized because he didn't have a dad in the house. And I said, and so they wrote that into a script. I think one of you came home from school, you know, someone had teased you and the remark was, well, you may not have a mom in your house, but you have an Uncle Jesse and you have a Joey. Mm-hmm. And so you're far luckier than anybody else that goes to your school. And so there were things in my life that I was able to point out to Jeff. The same thing with when Mary Kate and Ashley, when Michelle was going to go from a crib to a big girl bed, I said, well, when I moved my son, I put pillows all around the side of his bed because I was so afraid he was going to.
Oh, yeah. It's such a huge thing. You're like, you're so little. You can't be in a big. It's the same thing when they start driving. You're like, you're still a baby. You can't even sleep in a big girl bed.
No. So I was able to just take experiences from my own life and point them out to the producers. And they were able to incorporate some of those ideas into your show.
Jeff talked about that. We had Jeff on the show a couple weeks ago, which was so much fun. And he really talked about how Full House, like how he would talk to us, the kids and our moms and you, because he said, he was like, I had no kids. I had no experience. He's like, so I knew I could write, you know, these guys that had no experience raising kids. He's like, but I did, you know, writing for the kids, I wanted to know what kids were really like. He was like, I hadn't really, you know, hung out with kids since I was one. And so but it's so cool because we do see so much of all of our own experiences and influences and life incidents and things that Jeff and these producers really listened to. And they were like, what's it like? And, you know, you or our moms or we would be like, oh, you know, it's like this is what's going on in our school life, or this is, you know, what we're into. And it became part of the show. And it was like, rarely do you have producers on a show who listen to the kids and their families and the studio teachers as much as they did on Full House.
Absolutely.
Really.
Absolutely.
It's
correct.
Really, really rare. Usually the kids are like the side dish, or they're just kind of expected to do whatever and go along. But it was really a give and take about how did they make the kids the best versions of themselves on set, and how could they support us being normal kids off set?
Right. It was such an incredible experience. And, you know, the fact that we had your three moms, I mean, Andrea with your mom, Sherry, and Janice and Barbara. It's an extraordinary combination that all magically came together and made Full House what it was. You know, I think the moms had a big part in making that all come together so beautifully. And one of the things I noticed or I remember about the show compared to a thousand other projects that I've worked on in my 40 some odd years, when we would do a rehearsal, and then, you know, they say cut, and it was like a break. Like, the guys wouldn't just pop off to their dressing rooms. They would stay on the set. They would talk to you, little ones, play with you. I remember John Stamos very wisely would sit in a chair rather than going off to his dressing room and say, give me one of the twins. Mm-hmm. Because he wanted to create some kind of a connection with the little ones. I mean, he set that up, I think, from the beginning with you and Candace and Andrea. But working with a 9-month-old, a 10-month-old.
It takes work. It's a lot. And getting them comfortable with, like, hey, these are people that that you have to look like on camera, that you're not screaming and like, who are these strangers?
Now, what I did from the very beginning, I told all of you, including the producers, that when Mary Kate and Ashley were little, I was going to have them learn your names by your character names, not your real name.
Right.
Because I wanted them to think Uncle Jesse was really Uncle Jesse, and Danny was close enough to Daddy that if they said that, that worked.
Right.
And so I taught them your character names, not your real names. And I think, well, they were about 3 years old. Mary Kate came up to me one day, sort of in a little side secret, and she said, I know Uncle Jesse's real name. She said,
of course Mary Kate did. That seems like a very Mary Kate thing. I know something.
John, you're right. That's his real name. But for years, for the first two, three years of Full House, we referred to all of you guys by your character names.
I think we did that on Fuller too with Dashiell and Fox. I mean, you kind of have to when they're little, because you can't be like, okay, during this period of time, I need you to call me by this name. And then when they're not doing it, you can call like that. No,
that's right.
Get that with a baby. So, but yeah, I remember when they kind of found out too, they were like, wait a minute.
They were finally let in on the secret.
Yeah. It was so interesting for that to go on as many years as it did, because you don't see it so much with adults, but with children, you see such a change in development. You know, I mean, you went from 5 years old plus, you know, I mean, you were like a teenager, a preteen.
I was 13 when it ended.
Andrea was, you know, graduating high school. Andrea, Candace was graduating as well. It's just, you see such a change in development of a human being.
Yeah.
You're on a show like that for that length of time with children.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Jeff talked about, you know, we were one of the first shows to like raise a baby on television and to not in between seasons, you know, jump the kid from, you know, an infant to all of a sudden they're a toddler. You know, we just followed.
We stayed with them.
We stayed with them. We stayed with the kids. And I, you know, that was we were such a big part of the show. It was such a family oriented show about the kids' storylines and the adult storylines and everything that like you really got to watch these kids grow up. I mean, it's so crazy going back and watching these early episodes, just how little we were.
Yes. I remember I would decide which of Mary-Kate or Ashley would do a particular scene. And then I usually flip them every other scene. And Mary-Kate came to me one day and she said, "How come Ashley gets to do all the cookie scenes and the cake scenes?" And you know, I don't think of who's eating the cookie or the cake in the scene.
Right, right.
She said, "Ashley gets every one of those." I said, "Well, you need to go to Jeff and tell him to write you a scene that has something to do with eating, and I will make sure I put you in it." Sure enough, he wrote an ice cream scene for her that was fantastic. Yeah, but she wanted an eating scene just like her sister. Aww. Ashley.
Yeah.
Hey, Fanaritos. We want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How was it like learning sort of their temperament and, you know, I know one of the we had John on the show too, and one of the things we talked about with him was when he, you know, replaced the Olsons in the first season, was like, I don't know. We had like different babies for a couple days, and then we were like, ah, oh, never mind.
I have no.
Do you remember that?
No. In fact, I recently saw Jeff. Jeff and I had lunch together a week ago, and I told him I have no memory of ever switching out those twins. Because they didn't cry, did we? Do you remember?
I do. I remember because I remember they were like similar looking babies, but they didn't. They weren't as like cute and, you know, whatever. And we went back to the Olsons. But I remember. I don't think we didn't shoot an episode with them. We didn't. It was maybe like a day or two of rehearsal that like right in the beginning of the first few episodes that we brought them in. And then we were like, nah, I think we're kind of, it's we're just good with what we got. And,
you know, it's interesting. I was reminding Jeff that first season, Ashley did not work for the first three quarters of season one. Every time we dressed them both exactly alike so that we could use them both. And every time I reached for her to take her on stage, she cried. She wouldn't go. So Mary Kate did almost the entire first season of Full House. Oh, wow. And there was one night, I must say three quarters of the way into the season, they showed up on a Friday night, and Mary Kate had an eye infection. Her eye was completely swollen shut. Oh. Jarny said, I'm so sorry. And she has an eye infection. I said, and it was tape night.
Right. I looked at there's nothing you can do.
I said, Ashley, tonight is your night. I took Ashley from the dressing room into the schoolroom. The wardrobe brought the clothes into the schoolroom. We dressed Ashley in there. I carried her out under the set. I put her on the couch in the living room. And then there was a scene where Danny was calling around for a babysitter. And so he's on the phone sitting on the couch. Ashley's sitting there with a little toy phone in her lap.
Yes, I remember this scene. We watched this episode. Yeah.
And so he's talking to her and she's just holding the phone. And he looks at her. He says, what do you think? I can't seem to find a babysitter. And she just takes the phone and she hangs it up. And he ad-libbed and said, you just hung up on your father. And cut from there.
Right.
So that was Ashley's first scene, was that television scene. And she worked from then on.
That you can't write that. You can't write that stuff. You know, it's either the baby performs or she doesn't. You cannot script it.
No.
And there's so many cute little moments now. Now that we're in season two, we've kind of realized the pattern of like the cold opens or the teasers that are very Michelle focused. They're, you know, always about some cute little thing that Michelle is doing or whatever. And that was, you know, there's so many fun moments of them kind of ad-libbing or making a face or doing something that was totally unexpected that made for some really cute moments.
I don't know if you, the two of you, have access to any of those outtake reels.
Oh, the gag reels, yes.
Funny to watch. They're so funny to watch.
Oh, those are the best. The gag reels are hilarious. I mean, I'm sure you did, feel ridiculous with your puppets and your bracelets and your you know, crawling around on the floor and having to do, I mean, all manner of things, you know, off camera to get the babies to react.
Yeah, tell us your tricks of how you'd get them to perform. What are your secrets?
Well, I mean, I was just making it up as I went along. You know, I needed to get their attention. I at that time, I didn't have like a bag of baby Wrangler toys or things. I mean, I pulled my bracelets off my arms and
I remember you would shake those. You always had bracelets. Yeah.
Then they would crawl to me. And then I did a lot. People thought I was giving them candy. I had little pieces of dried fruit, dried apricot.
Oh, yeah.
Cherries in little minuscule cut up pieces. And I had them in a pocket. And I would use those, you know, to give them almost like, you know, like a reward, you know. And they knew that I had the fruit, which they loved.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember. They'd come searching for it and start digging through your pockets.
As did some of you, as did the guys occasionally. Do you have any fruit?
Yeah, yeah. Adria always had snacks. We were like, hey, can I have some fruit? I mean, you know, it started with the hot chocolate being and you just continued with the snacks.
Right.
Like any good mom. Mm.
No, it was great. You know, it's funny. You were talking about the welfare worker part of my job. In addition to teaching the academics to children on set, I'm there to watch over their welfare and their well-being. And Bob Saget, you know, who was a delightful, loving, incredible man, but as a comedian, you know, with a potty mouth.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oftentimes on the set would say things. And how do you reprimand Bob? I mean, it was all said in jest. He wasn't really
right
trying to be as horrible as he was sometimes with the things. I remember one time saying to him, Bob, I'm going to send you to your room if you don't clean up your conversation right now. You don't talk like this in front of the children. But, you know, I mean, he would just forget. He'd be, you know, going right. off with the guys, you know, they're talking and you little ones were always around. Mm-hmm. So
right,
I tried to watch for that.
I definitely fell into that trap and became Bob on Fuller, where I would just be making a stupid joke or saying something. And I'd be like, oh, hi, how are you, children?
You did Fuller House for how many years? Five seasons.
5 seasons. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great that you were able to come together like that after Full House and produce another show like that, that just kind of warmed the hearts of America. I mean, you're great fan base.
Yeah, it really was. It was so much fun getting to come back and do it. And on the same stage and everything, you know, we have so many memories. I mean, our wardrobe room, our upstairs wardrobe room on Fuller was our old school room that Andrea and I shared. And just all those memories. I mean, it was just crazy.
So good. We should probably mention that by law, children on films or TV are required to do 3 hours of schooling a day, which doesn't sound like a lot.
Yeah, I was going
to. Until you realize, well, we had full-time jobs too. So you have to fit in, Tetris in the school hours, the 3 hours into the normal work day, which is kind of challenging at times on those tape days to find those 3 hours.
And even though it doesn't sound like a lot of time, 3 hours, you basically had one-to-one instruction, I think. I know in the beginning, I had the three of you. You and Candace, the two of you and Candace. But then as you got older and as I became busier with Mary-Kate and Ashley coaching them, we brought in other teachers on the set. And so a lot of you, especially in your teen years, ended up with one-on-one instruction. So even though 3 hours is a small amount of time, you get that concentrated one-on-one.
Oh, it was great.
No messing around, no lost time. You know, it was focused opportunity.
I remember always getting in trouble for talking because that was just what I did. But also tipping my chair back. I remember sitting in the schoolroom and you'd be like, Jody, stop tipping your, like either you or Elise, stop tipping your chair back. And I would keep doing it until I fell, because that's just what kids do. But I do remember vividly being like, would you stop? You're going to hit your head. No, I'm fine. Yeah. You know, the fun things that kids do.
What amazed me is how you girls could learn your lines, do all of your schoolwork, get all of your work done, get the extraordinary grades in your courses that you did, and still remember your lines. Like when I tried to coach Mary-Kate and Ashley with their lines, I could not do it without a script in my hand. I could not memorize their lines. And I remember I used to wear reading glasses, and so they were, you know.
Yes, I remember your glasses. You had the little chain, always a gorgeous, like,
put them up on my head, yep. And then they were sideways on my head.
Yeah, oh, your hair would be all over, and your glasses would be up. Yeah.
But I could not do a show without having a script in my hand, and I'm just blown away by the fact that you, the two of you, or and Candace as well, you know, were able to memorize your lines, do all of your schoolwork, hit your marks where you needed to stand. I just do all, you know, do all of that in your life. I'm pretty blown away by these.
I think it's easier as a kid. We're like sponges, just absorbing information. It's like learning a new language. It's easier when you're younger because you don't have all the adult responsibilities floating around in your head. You just, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not worried about rent, you know? I'm like, hey, sure, I can remember this line. We absolutely loved having Adria on as a guest. What a wonderful interview. And I have all
so
the warm
special.
Fuzzies. Hearing her behind the scenes stories, I just incredible. And as always with our Full House crew, there was so much to talk about that we had to break this interview up into two parts. So join us for part two, airing this Friday. And in the meantime, if you want to follow us on social media, make sure you follow at How Rude Podcast. You can also send us some emails at howrudepodcast@gmail.com. And make sure you're liking and subscribing to the podcast wherever you're listening so you can get all the newest episodes as soon as they drop, which, you know, you want to be the first one to know about all these great things. So We love having you as guests. Fanaritos, you're amazing. We'll see you next time for part two of this interview. And remember, the world is small, but the house is full.
We're going to have to come up with a new tagline for you to mess up.
No, I had to make Adria proud. She said I was so good at knowing my lines.
That's true.
If I blew it now,
you'd be really letting her down.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Let's talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.